to stay and maybe join in the fun. Now the show has begun.
Yes, Dick Bentley and Jimmy Edwards will be on hand for the next 30 minutes with June Whitfield, What Is Eaten, and the Keynotes, all inviting you to...
Take it from me.
Jim, I was so glad to hear them sing that song again the other night, that Music Maestro, Please.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's what I call a real song. It's a song that's got mood.
Yes, I think I've heard you moo it a few times.
Oh, I love it. To me, it's so evocative. Whenever it's played, I visualize, well, a little restaurant somewhere in Mayfair. Candles on the tables, small band, you know. But the door opens and there stands a very handsome, rather world-weary man about town.
Guess who?
He gazes round the restaurant a moment, and then, with a blasé shrug of his well-tailored shoulders, he beckons. A table near the band, a small one, a cigarette, a drink, yes, a tall one, and waiter.
Coming, signor. I'm a coming. Uno momento. I'm a coming. I got a bunions on my feet like a globe artichokes here. Oh. Now, what do you want?
Waiter, I could use a chaser for my blues.
A chaser? A chaser? We ain't got a chaser. We got a pizza. You like a nicer pizza? Speciality of the house. Biggest pizza in my fair. Looks like a fried manhole cover. But the taste, the flavor. Also like a fried manhole cover. Here, where's your lady friend tonight?
Tonight, I mustn't think of her. Music, maestro, please.
Music? We ain't got a music. The band, they all have gone home sick in the tummy. I told them not to eat the pizza. All we got now is an older man, older than you. He plays the piano. Want a song, that's all he plays. Chopsticks. Here, where's your lady friend tonight?
She used to like waltzes, so please don't play a waltz. Oh, she danced divinely, and I loved her so. But there I go.
No, don't go, don't go. Stay and have a pizza. We got them two flavors, hot or cold. Or shall I get the old man to play the chopsticks? Here, where's your lady friend tonight?
Tonight, I mustn't think of her. No more memories. Tonight I must forget. Music maestro.
And that is how I knew that the love affair of Mr. Willoughby Nugent and Miss Sarah Swain Caldicott was a finish. Me, Luigi, from Italy, somewhere near the Po. Me, I remember the first time they met. It was here, one a Sunday evening. We was a very crowded, and my doorman, he comes up to me and he grabs my arm.
Signor Luigi!
Mario, how many times I tell you not to grab my arm while I'm pouring the wine? 1,000 pardons, signorina.
Oh, but I say, look, the wine's gone all down my dress.
Oh, not to worry, signorina. It will come out with any good ink remover. What do you want, Mario, you fool? What do you want?
Signor Luigi, Mr. Willoughby Nugent is a complaining. If he has to wait too much longer for a table, he's going away.
But it's only 9 o'clock. Where you come from? It's only... Let him wait, it's only 9 o'clock, it's still early for dinner.
But he come for a lunch.
Oh. I say, Luigi, how much longer?
Oh, we're very busy tonight, Signor Nugent. If you don't mind sharing a table?
Oh, no, you made me share a table once before. It was the one they used to chop fish on.
No, this is the time I put you inside the restaurant. Perhaps the signorina...
By all means.
Oh, there you are, Signor Nugent. Sit down.
Oh, thank you, Luigi. And thank you. He's most frightfully kind.
Oh, not at all.
Afraid we're rather cramped.
Can't be helped.
Sure I'm not too heavy for you.
Will you walk? Just... Oh, look, they brought another chair.
Oh, grand. Oh, well, that's better. Well, now, seeing that chance has thrown us together, I'm Willoughby Nugent. I'm an advertising man.
Oh, what fun. Must be terribly healthy being in the open air all day.
No, I don't carry a sandwich board around. I'm with one of the big agencies.
Oh.
Yes, on rather an exciting project at the moment. We're marketing a new type of mint.
With a hole in the middle?
No, and that's what's so challenging. This one's got mint in the middle and a hole round the outside. but I'm monopolising. What do you do?
Well, name, Sarah Swain Caldicott, living in Diggs at South Ken. And occupation, well, I've just had 3 months at RADA.
Oh, it must be lovely out there at this time of the year.
Well, actually, RADA is short for Royal Academy of... Oh, well, something or other. I never use the front entrance. Anyway, it's where they teach one acting, and that's what I want to do, you see.
Oh, well, I don't blame you. It's a wonderful thing, acting.
Yes.
One gets a lot of it in plays, you know. Look, Sarah, may I call you Sarah?
Oh, please do. Willoughby.
I say, when you said Willoughby like that, I had a most extraordinary feeling down my spine.
Mario, you've done it again! You might me spilot minestrone down the gent's neck here. All right, sir, it'll come off with a wire brush.
I say, Luigi, it's a bit thick, you know.
I know it's a bit thick. That's all the muck we put in it. Don't worry, I want to charge you for that little bit there. Now, what are you going to want? What a mangiare? You want something to order, want to eat?
Well, look, Sarah, what I was going to ask was, will you have dinner on me?
Well, the table's so small, it might be easier.
Yes, grand. All right, Luigi, let's see the menu.
Menu? This applies, we don't mess about with the menus. If you can't smell it, we ain't got it. Now, hurry up, what are you going to order? Want a mangiare? What do you want to eat?
I see now. Well, Sarah, suppose I suggest a large plate of spaghetti each with bags of meatballs. What would be your reaction to that?
Up all the night. Okay, I've it. Mama! Do a spaghetti bolognese con the depth charges! Presto, presto! All right, Mama! Give me that Chianti bottle, I'll brine her. Blooming foreigners, I'll kill them!
He's a lovable old character, isn't he?
Yes, yes. Oh, it's only the Mediterranean races that have the knack of giving real service.
Yes.
Oh, Sarah, I have an extraordinary feeling that tonight is only the beginning of something rather wonderful. Do you mind?
Whatever will be, will be. Willoughby?
Yes. Que sera, sera, sera.
Well, for the next 2 weeks, they were together every night at the corner table. Then on one night, Mr. Nugent, he called me over.
Luigi, I want you to be the first to know we have wonderful, wonderful news.
What, have you found a bit of chicken in the chicken risotto?
Luigi, we're going to be married, and it's all because of you.
Oh, he's a bellissima, molto magnifico, semprini mantovani. Signorina Luigi, so happy, Mr. Nugent. You allow me one little kiss?
Well, just a peck, mind.
Take your face away. I mean a kiss the lady. I wish you molto happiness. You're going to have bambinos?
Oh, no, just plain spaghetti, thanks. Oh, Luigi, you must teach Sarah how to cook these wonderful dishes of yours.
Yes.
Now that you'll be home every evening, she'll have plenty of time.
Home every evening? Oh, darling, I'm not giving up my acting career.
Career? Oh, come now, Sarah. The only job you've ever had is 1 week as understudy.
Understudy to a very important star?
Yes, but Alistair Sim.
Well, if you can't see it my way, Willoughby, then perhaps we're just both making a mistake.
Oh, but Sarah... Darling, where are you going? Sarah, come back. Luigi, I must go after her.
No, signor, not yet. It would not be right to go after her straight away.
Why not?
You haven't paid the bill.
Oh, well, quickly, madam.
Oh, let's see now what you have, then.
Oh,
duo
please.
Spaghetti, 15 bob, one a bread roll, oh. 3 and 6, one a pat of butter, 1 and 9. Use of the napkin, 9 pence. Well,
oh, come on, come on.
Let her come. So 20-20.
I don't care what it comes to.
In that case, it comes to £3.16.
Well, here you are. Sarah, come back. Come back.
And that is why Mr. Nugent is sitting here now, with his head in between his hands.
I couldn't find her, Luigi. And this morning, this letter came. Listen. Dear Willoughby, I must put my career first. And today, I took a great step towards stardom. I accepted the part of the young debutante in a short television play called She's Beautiful All Over Thanks to Bassett's Super Bubble Soap. Gets where the brush cannot reach. Give my love to Papa Luigi. Luigi, I don't want to live anymore.
Well, have a pizza then. Signor, listen to me. I know about love because I am Neapolitano. You know what means Neapolitano?
Well, of course, Neapolitan. It means your middle layer is green.
That's only with ice cream. The Neapolitanos are warm-blooded, so I tell you, if she loves you, she will come back.
Don't taunt me, Luigi, not tonight. Tonight, I mustn't think of her. No more memories. Tonight, I must forget.
Hello, Willoughby.
Hello, Willoughby. What? Oh, Sarah, you!
Signorina!
Well, I couldn't stay away, Willoughby. I just couldn't. You were right, and I was wrong.
Oh, my dear, on the contrary, I was right, and you were wrong.
Oh, no.
Oh, Sarah, you... Well, you look... Well, I don't know, you look different somehow. What's different about you?
Well, I'm all covered in bubbles.
Bubbles?
Yes, Bassett's Super Bubbles. I wanted to see you so much, I just ran out of the television studio without bothering to put anything on.
But, signorina, you cannot stay like that. The bubbles, they are starting to burst.
Oh, dear. Well, quick, haven't you got something I can cover myself
well,
with?
Well, only those sheets of music on the piano. Hey, a piano player.
What do you want?
Music, maestro, please.
Now listen, everybody, because I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
The Lord is the only one who can see you through.
Yeah.
Now you better be ready, for I'm telling you why.
Yeah.
The Lord is the coming from his throne up high.
That's right, brother, tell us more.
Hallelujah.
Everybody's gonna have to lead you in glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story.
Talking to you, the Lord is the only one to see you through. Now you better get ready, for I'm telling you why. The Lord is the coming from his soul up high. Now many are the weary and lone and sad. They're gonna wish they hadn't done the things they had. Hell, you're gonna feel what the things they say on that judgment day.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy.
Everybody's gonna have religion in glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Think about the trouble you can save some soul. Tell them what to do to reach the goal. Show
Nonsense. Drink up if you Here. Stig Lump. Was you were trying to catch my eye earlier on?
Well, not specifically your eye, Ted. No. I just flung that beer rag in your general direction, you know.
Did you?
Tell you what, I want to talk to you about something. I want to borrow your nephew, the one who's the sailor.
Well, young George? What do you want to borrow him for?
Well, I'll tell you what, Ted, because, you see, Ted, I've got a problem of father-to-son relationship that would baffle even that master of psychology, Sigmund Freud.
Oh, have you now? Get away, have you?
I won't get away, actually. I'll have another brand, but I'll tell you, it started this morning with the top off, thank you. Yeah. You see, yesterday, my Ron did something that really angered her. In fact, I've never known her so put about.
Ron, I won't try to hide my feelings. Here's the first job you've ever been actually accepted for. And what do you do? You turn it down. Oh, I'm so blazing, I could... Ooh!
Well, if it makes you feel better, you... Ooh!
Don't try placating me, Ron Glum. At the risk of hurting your personal feelings, Ron, I've got to say it. You're... Do you know what immature means?
Yes, when you don't get paid for doing it.
That's amateur. Immature means, well, not yet grown up yet. It means turning down a job because you'd have to live away from home and wouldn't be able to go running to your father with everything. Oh, Ron, do you realise what you are still?
Unemployed.
And besides that, beloved, you're still just a daddy's boy.
Daddy's boy?
Yes, Ron. For all your veneer of sophistication. I'm not saying you shouldn't love your father, but well, you look upon Mr. Glum as an idol.
An idol what?
You worship him. Oh, Ron, you've got to break away. Strike out on your own two feet. I mean, at the moment, can you show me one single thing you do without getting your father to help you?
Yes, Ed, yes.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Just a kiss? Yes.
No, I couldn't be less in the mood. Well,
hello, hello, hello. Magic moments, bouncing on the sofa. Here, Ron, give over a sec.
Here, we got to get you a fresh packet of breakfast cereal. Now, which sort would you like this time, son? The marbles or the frontier rifle?
I'll leave it to you, Dad.
I'll leave it to you, Dad. Hey. Oh, Mr. Glum, is your son ever going to think for himself?
Hey. No call to lead off like that, Eth. Last time we had the packet that gives away marbles, he poured milk and sugar over them before I noticed. Ooh, that crunching sound will all...
That's right. Go on, go on, make light
I'm
of it.
I'm not making light of it. I had jawache for a week.
It's just because of this sort of thing that he turned down that job at Warburton Brothers & Co.
And rightly so. Why should he go and cut himself off from his old dad? He's a boy who needs his father's care. Big as he is, he... And I say this in a mood of sentiment. Big as he is, he still comes into my bedroom of a morning for cuddles.
For cuddles?
That's the name of my tortoise, eh? He sleeps under Dad's bed.
Ron won't have him in his own room because in the middle of the night he crawls round the floor looking for bits of food. And that wakes up the tortoise, you see.
Mr. Glum. Oh, never mind the tortoise.
Well, he likes it.
I don't mind, Mr. Glum. I'm going to take issue with you on this.
Take what?
Issue.
Eh?
Yes, and I'd rather not do it in front of Ron. So, Ron, beloved?
Yes, eh?
Would you excuse us?
Why, what have you done?
Would you leave your father and I alone for a few minutes? Well, Is there anything you can do to occupy yourself with in the other room?
Well, nothing really absorbing, eh? There's not much in that room to... Oh, I know. I know what I can do.
What?
I'll lean up against the wall.
Yes, you do that, son. Enjoy yourself. I'll call you when they come back. Now then, what is all this, Ethel?
Oh.
I sense an undercurrent. Well, I'm pretty sensuous, you know that, don't you, Ethel?
Well, Mr. Glum, this is what I want to say. You've got to force Ron to leave you and take that job.
Do what?
Yes, you've got to be cruel to be kind. While Ron's with you, he's just sapped of all initiative. And, well, after all, you're not going to be here forever, are you?
Well, of course not. The boozer opens in 27¾ minutes.
There you go again.
I'll go in a minute.
Oh, you've just got to make Ron leave you, Mr. Glum.
Eth, you don't know what you're asking. You're wrong. You're exaggerating. My baby boy, he may be a bit overfond of me, but, well, that don't sap his initiative. My Ron can sort things out off his own bat any time he wants to.
That?
What is it, Ron?
I need your help.
Well, what is it?
Which wall shall I lean against?
Well, Mr. Glum?
And it was then, Ted, I realised Eth was right. This Brown's in good nick, isn't it?
Yeah,
Ron is too dependent on me. The best thing for him would be to leave home, but will he do it?
Well, why don't you just turn him out? Tell him to hop it. Don't come back.
He's got to leave voluntary of his own free will. Ah. Listen, to make him do that, we've got to change his feelings about me. Make him, if necessary, dislike me, even despise me.
Well, that should be easy enough.
Well, thank you very much. Anyway, Eth and me have worked out a plan to achieve that, and which is why I want to borrow your nephew, George. So, look, now, give me time to get back and have a talk with Ron.
Right.
Then send young George round, mind he puts on his sailor's uniform, and here's what he's got to do.
No, it's no use, Dad. I'm not going to leave home.
But Ron...
No, Eth, I don't think a son should leave his father, especially when they're related.
All right, Ron, all right. In that case, I'm forced to reveal the secret, what I promised your dear mother I would never divulge. Ron, I am not your father.
Not? Ah, Dad, of course you're my father. I can smell the beer from here.
Be that as it may, I am not your father.
You are.
Ron, don't argue with your father when he says he's not your father.
Ron, this is serious. Let me tell you where you really came from.
Oh, Dad, you told me all about that shop in heaven.
No, no. I'm telling you facts now. Now turn around and look at me.
Yes.
You are not my born son. You're no relation. We opened the door one night and there you were. You've been left on our doorstep. Now do you see what you are?
A milk bottle?
You're a nothing. You're no relation at all to me, so I'm no relation at all to you. There.
Ah.
See, Ron, has that made your feelings towards Mr. Glum change at all?
I think it has, eh.
Oh, then would you like to ring up Warburton's now? I mean, seeing that Mr. Glum's not your father.
He's not, is he, eh?
No, Ron.
He's nothing at all to me.
No, Ron.
And I'm nothing at all to him.
No, Ron.
And yet he brought me up like I was his own son. Mr. Glum, I'll never leave you now.
Oh, Glummy, old...
I admire you more than ever, Mr. Glum. Oh. I'll spend the rest of my life here...
Will you belt up?
Yes, Mr. Glum.
Ron, this hurts me. You forced me to unveil the second half of my secret... Not only are you not my son, but something else.
I'm not your daughter either.
Something even more poignant. I happen to have a real son.
Oh, no! Oh, I can't believe it! Oh, no!
All right. Don't overdo it, Dame Ethel. Yes,
I have a real son, the one I took you in to replace. My Theodore. He ran away to sea at the age of 5.
5?
They had smaller boats in those days.
But even so, would the law allow a boy of...
Will you let me finish? He chooses now to start asking intelligent questions. My Theodore. He ran away to sea and I never heard from him since. And I know this, though. If my Theodore ever come back, I wouldn't want nobody else. I'd... Ark.
What, Mr. Glum?
Do I hear a knock on the door?
No.
Do I hear a knock on the door? Do I hear a knock on that blasted door, by George? There. A knock on the door. Who could it be at this hour?
It could be anybody. It's only 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Go and open it up and see, quick.
Oh, righto, Eth.
You know, Eth, if he ever does leave, I don't think I'll be as broken-hearted as I thought.
That, it's a sailor.
A sailor? What's his name?
Archie Les.
Eh?
That's what he's got on his hat.
Oh, wrong. That's Achilles.
Achilles? The ship my Theodore sailed on. Eth, it's him, it's him, it's him, it's him, it's him.
Hello. After all this time, here I am.
Oh, I can't credit it. Oh, my wandering boy, where hast thou been?
I've been to open the door.
Not you. Him. Oh, you've come back. Let me look at you. Let me cast me optics over you. Ron, do you know who this is? Do you know who it is?
I think I do.
Who is it? Let me hear you say it.
It's the nephew of the man in the pub.
Yeah, what do you mean?
We were at school together. His name's George.
I tried to tell Uncle Ted.
Get out!
I put my uniform on.
Get out! Get out! Get out! Eth?
Yes, Mr. Glum?
I'm tired of shilly-shallying. Give me that telephone.
Yeah.
If Ron won't be parted from me of his own accord, then I'll do it for him. Hello, hello. Warburton Brothers and Co. Personnel manager, please.
Oh, Dad, no, I won't go. I won't go and live away from you. I won't, and you can't make me.
Won't you? No. Hello, personnel manager. My name's Glum. G-L-U-M. That job away from home you offered my son. Is it still open? Right.
What's happening, Mr. Glum?
What's happening? I'm taking that job.
Oh, Dad.
And the BBC Review Orchestra bring our recorded show to a close. Those involved were Dick Bentley, Professor Jimmy Edwards and June Whitfield, encouraged by Wallace Eaton and the keynotes. Frank Muir and Dennis Norton wrote the script, and the programme was produced by Charles Maxwell. We all invite you to tune in again next week and...
Take it from...